Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yeah, guys. I mean, this is our, welcome to Pillows and Beer. But I think that is a great little fun, soft opening to Ben Soffer. Boy with no job, co-host of Good Guys, phenomenal podcast with Josh Peck. We were just FaceTiming Josh. Austin needs to get in on that circle. I know.
Yeah, man. Meet him. You'd love him. He's great. And, he's the best.
Also, the creator of Spritz Society, which I might be joining the home soon, but that's, to find out. But yeah, that's what else do you do, Ben, other than
besides your run an Jewish alcohol company tendencies and do all these things? I do a lot. It's great to be here. Pillows and Beer. What a fantastic podcast. It's a pleasure of playing a nice round of golf yesterday where I got to meet Austin. I got to watch him shoot two over on the back nine, which was quite impressive.
Yeah. Let me just say too that, man, yesterday was awesome. I don't know what it was, but when I got off the golf course, and I was calling up people and I was just like, I had so much fun on the golf course today. It was just easy breezy, as it should be, right? But like, it was so fun. And you did mention the fact that I did shoot like a two over in the back nine, but on the front nine, I didn't even keep track, right? So I was, shooting doubles and, whatever. So it had nothing to do with the fact that I played like particularly well on the back nine. It was just a great day. It was a great foursome. It was a great day. I hadn't been outside the house feeling decently well in like eight days I counted. And so that was like the first day out. I felt good. The sun was shining. It was just a great day on the course. So thank you both for being a part of that. That was
it was a perfect day. It was my first time in South Carolina. Weather was perfect, right? Like low 70s. And honestly, Craig and I were ham and egging it. We were taking turns playing well. Right. But we had some really great moments. Craig had a nice 30-foot birdie chip in. Did you putt that?
Two. Well, I putted one in, and then I hit the flag on one.
And then I had that birdie on that par five where I stuck it to like a foot.
Right.
Austin had a birdie where you stuck it on a par four to a foot. So really, you should join the tour. That's sort of what I'm saying here.
With our powers combined, we are perfect golfers.
That's what Charleston. Okay, I just got to make fun of myself for a second, and not to make this about me. My brain overthinks stuff so well that like during that introduction, I was like, oh God, does Ben not like me anymore?
You're crazy. That's
what my brain is cycling through right now.
I didn't know that you were a severe overthinker until yesterday. We're on the golf course and there's a group behind us. And they haven't said anything to us. And every minute it's like, oh, should we let them play through? Yeah. Oh, I think they want to play through. Oh, should we let them play through? And it's like, no, Craig, they shouldn't play through. They didn't ask. And I don't want them to play through. These fucking old bastards can wait their turn and let us play. Like if they want to ask to play through, I'm all for letting people play through. Of course.
It became
an issue with yourself. You were fighting with yourself. You're like, they should play through. Should they play through? Should they play through?
Austin has to deal. And on top of that, I'm hyper aware in social situations. Like just that they weren't even talking to us.
No.
And he's we never like, met them. Can you stop?
But it was their body language. It was their body language. He was sitting there with his hands on his hips.
It was our perception. I was there with you, Craig. I was a big overstressor. And then I started to realize half the situations I create in my own brain.
That is true.
Right?
I mean, there's a balance there.
Yeah.
Like we did. Yes. His body language was of someone who could have been annoyed. But then when the starter came, he's like, I think they're just like enjoying the day.
Yeah. They were happy to be
I just don't run up on people like that. Like I was taught when I was little, don't run up on people.
Drinking a seltzer?
Yeah, spritz.
I'm getting ready for my, I have a weekend at Kiowa. So
yeah,
I'm getting ready.
Like, let me just tell you too, man, that yesterday, so I brought out a bunch of Trop Ops and obviously Ben brought out a bunch of spritzes and I was drinking, right? And as I said, I hadn't been out in 8 days. I hadn't drank in 8 days. I drank on Saturday because I was like, dude, go out to lunch and see if it's normal. I went out to lunch. I had a drink at lunch and I went right back home to bed. Right. So it was not normal. So yesterday was the first time and I had like 6 to 8 drinks and I just felt fantastic. Like I didn't feel drunk. I didn't feel like I just felt fantastic. So whatever combination that I did of seltzer and beer was like perfect for me.
Well, we kind of did it on our cart too. We had like Trop Hop and Ben looked at me and he was like, if I was a big beer guy, this would be like my beer. And I was like, yeah
thanks, buddy.
I loved it. I thought it tasted great. Like really good. And for anybody that hasn't tried it yet, they should definitely try it.
And look, I'll just throw it in there. It was my like, it was a fun little cheat day where we just like sampled a bunch of stuff. Like the spritzers were great. And we had like, I tried this like big boy beer. And I thought Austin would be, I was like, Austin, you got to try this. Have you ever heard of it? He's like, yeah, obviously, Craig, everyone has. And I'm like, all right. Well,
it's a very famous beer in Charlotte. From Sycamore.
Well, you're gonna have to make it. Yeah, I mean, I'm jealous. I almost offered to drive you out there because I was like, fuck, Ben gets to go to Kiowa for 3-4 days.
Dude, yes. So Ben is in town because he's going to Kiowa to have just a guy's weekend. And it's something that I think that living here and growing up there, I've taken Kiowa for granted, right? Because I've never done like a guy's, you know, golf trip to Kiowa. And like, why the hell wouldn't we? It is world-class golf right
now. Yeah, you have a house there.
I used to have a house there. Or my parents used to have a house there.
He just forgot during COVID that he had a house in Kiowa. And we were playing.
That would have been a pretty good place to spend COVID.
We were playing golf.
My parents did, basically.
Well, we were playing golf. I remember it was me, you, and like Garbs and Yarborough. And he was like, don't you have a house in Kiowa, Austin? And we were like, wait, he does. We were like, should we go out there tonight? And so we did eventually go out for like a week, which was nice. But
yeah,
I'm really excited. I'm also really scared. Everybody keeps warning me. They're like, they're just that it's so hard, that the course is so hard.
Ocean.
Yeah.
The only course that I've ever broken 80 on in my life, by the way, and I've done it twice, is Cougar. So if you get a chance, no, wait, or is it Osprey?
I'm playing both of them on Saturday. Wait, you've breaking 80 is serious. I've never.
Yeah, I played like I did on the back nine yesterday, obviously for 2 consecutive nines, right? And like on 15, I was like, do not tally your score. Do not tally your score. And I tallied it and I was like, oh my gosh, if I get, you know, three out of 4 pars to close this thing out, I'm going to break 80. And I towed the line, but yeah, I broke 80 a shot.
That's
79 once and a 78 another time.
That's huge. Dustin said that he didn't know his score the last day of the Masters when he won, or he didn't know where everyone else was until the last.
Dustin won by like 10 fucking strokes.
Yeah. Well, he said he asked AJ like walking up the last fairway, and he was like, where are we?
This,
he was like, we're like 5 up.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. But I was like, I would still be a nervous. My message yet. Siri, I will fucking. Siri makes me want to throw my electronics through a wall. Nothing.
Craig and Siri have a relationship.
What's even happening with Siri? What's she doing?
She's trying to.
She's bugging. I don't know how to respond to that. Shut up.
Siri, turn off.
Oh, she's off. She's okay. Gone.
Ben's in on the Siri hate now. Yeah. But the reason, Ben, is because the course at Osprey is like, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's like shorter than the rest. So
great. That's what I need.
Yeah.
I think that hopefully somebody from Kiowa is listening to this and they can just host us. They should just bring us out there. This is basically a Kiowa infomercial. The boys out there. Yeah. We'll bring a little society. We'll bring a little Trop Hop. We're going to have a great time.
That's right.
Right.
And guys, I mean,
it only makes sense.
I mean, we basically should do like a Kiowa ad here. Cause if you're listening and you don't live in South Carolina, I mean, talk about an excuse to grab the hubby or your friends and you go to the sanctuary. I mean, you know, now that the sanctuary is there, there's something for everyone. Right. So it's like, you know, if you brought out Claudia and you brought out Paige and like, you know, the girls would have a blast at the sanctuary and like, we could all go play golf, you know? So it's like, there is something for everyone to do. And then you get, you know, world-class eats at night. And I'm so jealous for you right now, dude. I'm so jealous for you.
One a year. This is my one golf
trip. We started one tradition, me and Austin, this year, 4th of July. And then we just, yeah, that's the only guys trip that I've ever.
We should do it again. And, you know, we will. And
it's hard to start, but once you start it, it's fantastic, right? Like, otherwise, I guess it's like bachelor parties, but like, those are going to.
Yeah.
Eventually, it's just like all your friends are going to be married.
Right.
Like, that'll like.
And it's that trip that, like, you know, they put on the calendar, you know, their wife can't tell them no. They're like, babe, it's the yearly trip, right? Yep. And so everyone who has kids and who's married is like looking forward to this trip.
How is Claudia with you leaving? Because I'm laughing when I say that, because Paige is like, when are you here again?
Yeah.
It's
a great question.
She's fine with, she's like, go be stupid. But, you know, it's all balance.
She's definitely never thrilled when I leave the house ever. Like, even to like go to dinner. Like, she
really,
that make you feel good.
Yeah. Like, she would prefer for me to be home. Like, okay. It's not like, she doesn't like give me shit. Like,
right.
When I leave the house, but like for a golf trip, she'll give me shit anytime I'm golfing. And this one in particular, Austin, you brought it up. Thankfully, I've had this calendared for like literally 10 months. Like, this
so is like, it's like she can't say anything.
There's nothing to say, but we just got a brand new puppy.
Yeah.
My dog died 3.5 months ago, and it was a very public thing. And we just got a new puppy, and he's literally been with us for a week. And the puppy phase at 12 weeks is really hard. So I actually feel very, very bad that it lined up this way, where she's alone with this newborn and I am on a golf trip, but it is what it is. It was papered. That's the best part about a dog. You're never alone.
Yeah. We haven't taken that jump. Me, the Southern Charm boys. Oh, well, yeah. Shepherd, I guess, in his way.
I feel ben, like you're ben, to have a dog. You don't have a
ben,
dog.
Dude, do you know that Shep has a dog named Craig? Did you know
you're
this?
You're lying.
No, I'm not lying.
No,
Shep bought a Frenchie and named him Craig.
After meeting you or before?
Oh, after. Of course, after.
Yeah, out of dude. Fight.
Like, that is really, really.
Just so that he can yell at him. He's like, Craig, it's weird. Come outside. Right? And,
yeah, that is really fucking weird.
Yeah, his name's Little Craig. And so when we're like near each other, he just screamed my name because the dog's very undisciplined. And so he'll scream like, Craig. And like, I'll turn and be like, what? And I'll be like, I'm talking to the dog. And I'm like, I hate you.
It's really funny, but it's also such a
four leg Craig, Ben. Four leg Craig and two leg Craig.
Yeah, four leg Craig. No, it's a cocksucker move. Yeah. And people are like, are you going to name your dog Shep? And I'm like, no,
definitely not. No.
He, that's really funny. One time he brought him over to my house when it was still getting like, done, like the furniture was brand new and the pool hadn't been completed, so it was muddy, and he wasn't supposed to bring him, and I looked outside from my top window and I saw little Craig running in the mud, and then I saw him run up the deck and into the house, and I just grabbed my keys and went and got my car and left. And Aaron, our producer, called me and said, what are you doing? And I said, you need to fix whatever just happened at the house, and when little Craig is like put away in a car or gone, I will come back.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
But Austin has a good relationship with him.
That is actually really funny. I didn't know that, Craig, but that's such a Craig move. I mean, who is pettier, man? Four-leg Craig or two-leg Craig? It seems like two-leg Craig is a little pettier than four-leg Craig, but you're very right. Little Craig is an undisciplined little monster.
All right, we're going to take a quick break from a word from our sponsors, and then when we get back, let Austin ask all of his questions to Ben. Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail.
Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock.
Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point of sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution, which is exactly what we do when we do pop-up shops across the country. It's what we used at BravoCon. And honestly, it's never failed us in the store. And from when we only had e-commerce, that's what I used, is Shopify. And now I can see what our pop-up's doing, what our store's doing, what our online's doing, all in one place. And it's amazing for my numbers-loving mind. But plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/pillowsandbeer, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/pillowsandbeer to take your retail business to the next level today. That's Shopify, shopify.com/pillowsandbeer.
Ben, I want to, I do want to ask, because I know Austin's curious too. I don't know if this has played out, but your relationship with your podcast hosts, how did you and Josh start a podcast?
Josh and I just
For met. Those not yeah, listening, yeah. Josh is from Drake and Josh.
Yeah, yeah. Josh and I met, and honestly, our humor was just so similar. Like, we have like the same...
You guys are great.
Jewish shtick. Like, everybody always asks, like, why do you bring religion into it? And there's just something about Judaism that, when played properly with humor, creates this shtick that just exists for certain people. And Josh and I have that exact same mojo. We also both have, he has more former obesity. I still have like light current obesity, but there's like something about the obesity and the Judaism and just like the day to day humor that is so similar for both of us. And honestly, it was my wife. Claudia's like, you've been wanting a podcast.
Right.
You should try and do one with Josh. Like, just set up shop, record an episode, and see how it goes. We spoke for an hour.
Cold call him, though.
No. We met like through a mutual friend, okay, and we've known each other now for 5 or so years. And
like, something tells me that this guy is also Jewish. That, and I think that we should have a podcast together. Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, it was just, we had great banter.
Like, and did he want to do a podcast?
He
too?
Had a podcast. So he's had podcasts before. He had a solo podcast, then he had a podcast with another person. And for whatever reason, I think they were successful, but like they never became like cult favorites.
Right.
And so he was looking for something, and Claudia was like, just get in a room and try it. And it worked. It really, really worked. We spoke about nothing for an hour. And
I was bummed when you got
the old Seinfeld podcast, man.
When So when I did, I went on their podcast and the hour was up, Austin. They were like, all right. They started to talk and they're like, okay, we're going to record another one. Let's like knock another podcast out. And they're like, all right, see you, Craig. And you're like, I could stay if you want, because it was so good. That.
We've done that too.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I mean, guests will come on, and then we're like, "Well, we've been going for like an hour and a half," and they're like, "Oh, well, do you want to keep hanging out?" Or,
well, we used to drink a lot during these, and like guests would be like, "You know what? I'll have 4 bottles of champagne.
That's fun
tonight.
That's fun."
It was really coming out of COVID.
Yeah,
you know, when that was all there was to do was drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
So were you in New York City during COVID?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
We rented a house for 10 weeks in upstate New York. So, okay, like, I got a drop of a reprieve. But, yeah, I was in the city, and the city, I just watched it. I'm from the city, born and raised. And I watched it go from just, like, this incredible, iconic city to absolute mayhem. Like, it was – and I lived at the time, like, near Central Park, like – it was all of the like stores were completely boarded. Like you like, you know, like that area, like near like 60th Street, like there's like the Montclair, the Baccarat, the Tiffany, everything just boarded. Like not, you can't see logos anymore. It felt like everybody was just gone. COVID in New York was a disaster.
We, Austin and I would golf cart to lunch. And
Yeah. I'm sorry to say that, Ben, not like to rub it in, but like Craig and I lived like a fairy tale COVID experience.
I will say I too lived. Look, the actual living situation was definitely not ideal, living in the city, but having that amount of time with Claudia, having that amount of time with Theo, my dog,
right?
Who then I talk about this with Claude all the time. Like the fact that he ended up dying at 6, like we got 2 years with him that were so much more time because of COVID than we would have gotten. So that was great. And I built Spritz Society in COVID.
That's good.
I had the time to literally sit and grind for 10 hours a day that I didn't have You know that, what I mean? Like I just sat and built a business.
No,
like,
I mean,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's literally what I did.
It's true, man. Before COVID too, I only had TrialPop available, you know, draft. And then when COVID hit, right, you know, because they deemed package stores like essential, I was like, I have to get this into package like ASAP. And yeah. So, you know, COVID is like what gave me the kick in the ass to like put it in package. I was like, what are you doing? Like, this cannot be only available on draft, time to put it into.
That's wild that you didn't have the stands.
I know. You know, and it was just like a lack of like, you know, need. And I was like, oh, I'll do it. And then, you know, COVID hit and I was like, what are you doing? Like, this needs to have happened yesterday. So,
yeah.
Yeah. There's still remnants of my yard that looks like a country bumpkin.
Your yard looks great.
Well, I have like that kegerator porch. Like the backyard looks great, but then there's this, like,
oh yeah,
abandoned kegerator.
I didn't realize what that was.
Yeah, it's a kegerator.
Got it.
Yeah, man. Craig got a kegerator, and that was back when we first began a podcast out of COVID, and so we had it. And then it turned out that a kegerator just isn't as like, you know, it's not like you have like a bar in your house. Like that's
it's not the fantasy that you think it is.
No, it's not the fantasy that you think it is.
You can't drink that much beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Craig and I had a keg of TrialPop in there for like 6 months, you know, and it's like far too long to have a keg of anything.
You
know,
have you bought since becoming like, as your financial independence grows, what has been something like a silly purchase that you always wanted?
It's funny. I think that the more successful I become, the less I spend like an idiot. Whoa. And when I had less money, all I would do is spend like a moron. No, I'm not kidding. There's something about financial independence that, or starting to get there, that actually, at least for me, has turned me into a more financially viable person. I used to be the guy that like on a whim, I would go into Gucci and buy $700 sneakers for no reason.
Well, that would be the answer. So you were like a...
Oh yeah, I was a nut.
Like
I
a
was,
clothing,
yeah,
sneakers.
Yeah, I would buy $500 t-shirts and Claudia's like, why are you wearing a $500 t-shirt?
Yeah.
And like that was
Hold on, man, let me tell you mine. I it's actually pertinent because it just, like I just fucking sold it finally. But I bought a Mortal Kombat machine like a year ago and I thought it was going to be like, you know, friends.
Like having an arcade game in your house.
Yeah. Like I totally thought that we were going to be like, you know, playing like on Mortal Kombat and stuff when like we'd come back from the bar, or like something. I don't know what the hell I thought.
Do you think they'd get you laid?
No, but like a talking piece. I mean, like a talking piece, you know, for sure. Like you mean bringing girls home or whatever and being like, oh, yeah.
You mean like a Mortal Kombat, like video game?
Like an arcade.
Yeah. Like an arcade. Like,
yes. Yeah. An arcade. Like,
yeah,
game.
Like, imagine that gets you laid.
Well, no, I did not buy it as a get me laid thing.
Mortal Kombat
machine. No, it's like a romance thing.
Yes.
You
want to play
Mortal Kombat? I bought this.
Yeah.
And so I bought this Mortal Kombat machine. I had it here for like a year, right? And it just did not make sense. It was like, you got to get this thing out of here. And so I just got someone to come and pick it up literally the day before yesterday. And it's officially
What'd you buy it for and what'd you sell?
Yeah, we have to know this. Yeah, what was your exit strategy with the Mortal Kombat machine?
Okay. I bought it for close to $600.
Okay.
And I just got rid of it for $300.
Not bad.
Honestly,
I mean, I could have gotten rid of it for five.
It for like 15 grand and sold it for less.
I would have guessed 1500 to 2 grand because
I thought that it was too.
Right? Yeah, but I'm a big like time crisis guy.
Oh, it's not a big machine.
So like that's what I thought that it was going to be, right? Yeah. So when you go to the movies and there's like a room in the corner and those games are in there. Those are big. Those are big, man. This
cabinet.
One was like,
it's called like an arcade cabinet.
Craig, you are very correct. It is called
because this is on this is my list.
You need something in here. You need one in here.
I
should have brought it over to Craig's house.
When I was in this phase, I didn't have the money to buy one. And now that I do, I'm a little more like what you were saying, where like I'm gonna buy something that makes me money now.
Yeah.
But if I had the room, I would have a dual two-person time crisis machine.
Dude, our time crisis was pedal. So sick, dude. With the pedal.
I asked for one for Christmas, like, all the time. My parents were like,
big-ass cabinet.
This is also, like, 20 times what you get for Christmas.
Yeah, like, and I'm pretty sure that, like, a time crisis cabinet is going to run you up. Like,
yeah, like 15 that grand, could be right? Aren't they too expensive? Like
10 Nick, grand. Will you look up the...
With the pedal?
I would buy it. Do you remember the game Cruisin' Exotica?
Yeah.
I feel like it's that's almost
what
like
was
that's
it? Like
50
Cruisin' Exotica?
Yeah, race, like the, race, the race car game.
Oh, I mean kind of like a Cruisin' USA.
I think it's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think okay. I may have just picked like that's a when niche they went, version of Cruisin'.
That's right, when they of course, went overseas.
You like, you know, ride a yeah, car yeah, through yeah, like a dinosaur yeah. park.
We have an arcade down the street actually with a go-kart track.
You can get the full. Well, you talking about the full size one, Craig?
Yes,
the
yeah, full size time crisis. Right,
you guys want to take a guess?
I'm 5,500.
10.
5,500.
Yeah.
Ben.
15 grand.
It can't be awesome. That high.
A fully refurbished one is $15,800.
Holy crap!
It's like the nice one though. There are ones.
What are the dimensions too, Nick? What are the dimensions, dude? That's what you got to look at.
The fucking at the golf course, too.
The dimensions of it.
That's what your prize is.
Are just going to be bigger than what you think. Like you can't put that thing anywhere.
No, it's huge.
I guarantee it's massive.
Game room goodies.
It's huge.
It would be
113 inches wide by 67 inches deep by 90 inches tall.
It's a 12 by 12 spot.
That is 5 feet deep. That's just 5 feet deep.
It's so sick.
I wonder if our besties, they know. Do you think they know Time Crisis?
Yeah, if you go to, it's the one with the two guns. If you've been to an arcade, you know what Time
pistols.
Crisis is.
No, it's pistols, right?
Yeah, it's pistols, but it's pedal. I had it for PlayStation 2, and you could shoot at your TV. And I thought I was way beyond my time. The fact that they don't do that anymore is crazy. But you would press a button on the gun, and that was your pedal. It was fantastic.
I was such a big video game guy. You played shooter games. That was your thing.
Yeah, but I wasn't really allowed to play video games other than like on Saturdays.
Yeah.
So I just wasn't. I was never exposed enough to get hooked until freshman year in college. I got hooked on a paintball game with my roommate, which was great.
Yeah.
And then I had a Call of Duty phase. Austin and I tried it during COVID, but we just weren't ever really good enough to get into it.
Yeah,
I was horrible.
You were horrible?
I was horrible at... Sorry, I'm like, man, hanging out with Ben, and now I'm like, you know, pronouncing my A's. I was horrible at Call of Duty. And like, some nights, man, Craig and I were up until like 3 or 4 in the morning during fucking COVID playing, you know, Duty. And I was like, this shit's got to stop.
So good. I also wasn't allowed to have video games. And then literally my best friend in the third grade gave me a PlayStation. And my mom couldn't say no to receiving a gift. And that just like started me being a PlayStation guy forever. I never got into the shooter games. It just wasn't my thing. I was absolutely obsessed with NBA Live, NBA 2K. And now I'm just like if I play... Like I'll play like one year. I'm still great at 2K. Like
on regular PlayStation, it sounds.
Remember
awful.
Blitz?
It sounds awful on regular PlayStation. Blitz
was great, and NHL Hits.
I love Madden.
NHL
I love
Hits was my absolute jam when I was in high school. I used to play that with one of my buddies like every day. We used to get so heated in games of NHL Hits, like so heated.
It's such a good game. Did you ever play any golf games? Like the Tiger Woods games were so fun.
Absolutely played a bunch of Tiger in college.
The simulators are starting to get to a consumer, like a regular consumer price line, like price point. My garage is big enough, but not this room. I think if the ceiling was high enough, it would have been tempting to put in a golf simulator.
I mean, you live
that would be sweet.
Which would be so dumb. I know. Like, go out and play golf.
Yeah.
I also don't think golf simulators get you. I think it's something that you put in, and I don't know if it gets used as much as you think you would use
I'm sure it doesn't. I'm not an amenity person. That's why, like, when we look at buildings, there are people that look at buildings and they're like, oh, I need a pool. I need a gym. I need this. I'm going to use it all the time. I'm going to tell you I'm not going to use 90% of the amenities.
Mm-hmm. Or you tell yourself you're going to.
Of course.
But you don't.
I want to know
golf how many times
people have gone to the pool in their building. Use the pool. Like, truly use the pool.
Fair.
I mean.
No.
Yeah.
Unless you're Michael Phelps. maybe he likes his amenities.
Is it indoor or outdoor?
Indoor.
Yeah.
Madison, man, dude, when I dated Madison, dude, she used her pool all the time. You know, I mean, but she had a son, and so she would take him to the pool. Like, they literally used their pool all the time.
That totally.
That's different. The only person that kid, I really know of.
If you're the kid, I take it back. Yeah. You use the amenity for your child.
Well, indoor pools as a kid is the coolest thing ever. Grown. Remember going to those hotels?
They're the
no,
best.
No, it wasn't like an indoor pool, Craig. No, it was an outdoor, you know, facility pool.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, why the hell would it be like a hotel pool?
Well, I reminded me of our COVID hotel during in Vermont, Austin, and it smelled like
chlorine. Okay, but that's Vermont, Craig. I mean, everything there has to be fucking indoor because it's cold for 8 months out of the year. Those
pools will burn your skin.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
make it nice and red.
I used to lie on the couch and my mom would make a cold freaking compress tube because my eyes were so swollen and I'd lie there with a cold compress, you know, on your eyes
underwater.
Yeah, because I'd open my eyes. I was playing all sorts of games, Craig. Yeah, I don't know. I was picking up things.
We have to talk about this in terms of eyes, itchy eyes. Nobody talks about the pollen in South Carolina. All you do is talk about all the positives, all the great things, the beautiful weather, the low taxes, the freedom. Nobody talks about pollen.
Freedom and low taxes.
This is disgusting.
Really?
Like, yeah.
See, it doesn't bother me anymore.
I was a mess this morning. Like, it looked like I would have been on a bender. Like, I just rubbed my eyes. Oh. Well, I had to take my medicine, but like.
We went to Craig's golf cart yesterday to get in, and it looked like an Incredible Hulk. Like, it was green.
Okay. Well, speaking of golf carts, are golf carts, in your opinion, Ben, because you live somewhere where you don't need them, in your opinion, is that one of, like, does that fall into the category that we were just talking about with, like, a Mortal Kombat machine or, like, a, you know, like a kegerator? Does that golf
cart in New York City would be sick?
It's actually such a good call. I don't have the opportunities to spend money on truly dumb shit because I don't have room for it. But
you think that a golf cart is truly dumb shit, is what I'm saying.
I think that a very expensive golf cart to me would be categorized as truly dumb shit and I would buy it.
Okay, like, obviously fluctuates between any person that you're talking to. So I bought my golf cart for $6,500.
That's totally fine. That's a normal golf cart, I think.
Okay.
I think that's like a nice new golf cart.
Well, like, you can buy just like a normal one for like, you know, $4,200, but then, you know, if you put on tires like on Craig's and like a little bit of a lift, then, you know, all of a sudden it's like $6,500+. And then like a speaker system can be, you know, and then you can buy ones where they have seat belts and they go like, you know, 25 miles an hour. And those things are called like an LSV, low speed vehicles. And those things can be like, you know, $15,000+.
So both of my brothers-in-laws live in Florida and they both have those types. Shout out.
Yeah, LSVs.
And those things go 25 miles an hour and they are fucking amazing on the
mine
golf
goes
course.
25.
Does yours goes 25?
Yeah.
They rip and they're so comfortable and they're so big, but they're literally cars.
Does this seatbelt take the feeling of being in a golf cart away from the golf cart?
Yes. Oh, sorry. There's no golf cart. There's no seatbelt.
Oh. It's
they
just
go
like
25. Do you need a seatbelt? They don't take them out of the community.
There's different
they stay in the community.
Like my parents live in a golf course community and they're not allowed to have golf carts. And every time I'm home, I go on a tear. I'm like, why would you live in a community like this and not be able to driving around a golf cart to me is like, I just do it by myself sometimes.
It's the best.
Yeah. It's a South Carolina thing. I mean, obviously like in Florida and all these things, but growing up in Charlotte, my parents also lived in a golf course community, but no, you know, golf carts were driven like that. Like, no. And then now that they're in South Carolina, they have an LSV and things like that. But like, I like yours, Craig, and my old one, man, RIP, it got totaled on the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. I always forget you don't have
and. I would love to hear that story
very quickly. They have convertible golf carts. They're sick. You've never driven one.
Yeah.
Thing barts, right?
What are they called again, though?
Moke. Those are Moke.
Yeah, Mokes.
Things, literally, the Moke stock down the tubes, the worst thing I've ever driven.
Really?
Yeah,
at least in St. Bart's, I get it for the golf course community because it's flat.
At least in St. Bart's.
Yeah, driving it uphill.
Mm, well, family's gone to Steve Bart's, Boston. And he texted me and was Boston. Like, you gotta. But he said it's a friend trip, which was interesting to hear. Trip.
It is. Oh, yeah. This is like Vegas, dude. You go there with a bunch of friends and you're having like great dinner party ripping. It's the best.
Dude, I'm not ripping on St. Bart's. I'm just saying it sounds awesome. It was just, you know, really funny the way that you were like, well, when I was vacationing in St. Bart's.
I mean, look, it is what it is.
I mean, look, I would feel love to go to St. Bart's.
As
I would
bougie love to have as a story from there.
No. Oh, did it feel as bougie there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was the bougiest place I've ever been to. This place is like, I can't afford
the most like expensive place. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I watched a guy spend $150,000 at dinner next to me. And I only know that because they have the prices of the bottles on the menu. And the guy ordered 3 Magnum Don Perignons that were $50,000 each. They were
shut your mouth
over his head, and he got in a Superman costume and they carried him over his head. And this is a Thursday. I can't even imagine the amount of money spent on a weekly basis at Bagatelle, like these clubs.
What a legend.
It was like nothing I've ever seen.
Because the only way to drink those Magnums is that you have to put it, man, over your shoulder like this and then pour it like this, right?
No, they're not meant to be drank, and they're meant to be sprayed and poured on the floor. It's like a cool, I just spent $50,000. Let me crack it over somebody's head.
Crazy. Talk about dumb money.
Dumb.
Dude, and like, what if you accidentally were like, okay, man, like I want one of those. And like, you didn't look. And they were like, yeah, your bill just came. $50,000. I would actually cry.
You work there forever. That's like the story about how Austin became the sous chef at Bagatelle. Like, you just live in the back and you grate the cheese and you pay it off over a 35-year period.
What's Austin doing down in St. Bart's? Oh, I'm sure he'd love to come back. But
yeah.
He's a prisoner of war.
Right. Everyone just like assumes that like I'm living it up down there, but in reality, I accidentally ordered a Magnum bottle of fucking champagne at a club.
That's really funny.
All right, we're going to take a quick break from a word from our sponsors, and then when we get back, let Austin ask all of his questions to Ben. Welcome back. I really wish my music feature was working, but I haven't set it up yet, so Ben can see how cool it is when we just blast.
Do you
want me to
sing? What do you do?
Can you sing?
No. You should use my favorite song is "I'd Do Anything for Love" by Meatloaf. So maybe like just like pulse that in.
We will.
And now we're
really.
That's
your favorite song?
Favorite song, Meatloaf. Rest in peace. Died during COVID. We don't know why.
I'm sure they said it was COVID, but we don't know why.
I'm just saying he was 900 pounds. We don't know.
But he won't do that, you know. So
he won't do anything.
But I won't do that.
Fast car, my favorite song.
Amazing. Did you see Luke
Which
Combs
one, though,
Tracy
Craig?
Chapman yeah. at the Grammys?
You're well, such like a Luke Combs version, aren't you? You're such a Luke
no,
Combs
version. No, Tracy Chapman from the beginning. Like, that's my favorite song.
That was the right answer.
But I didn't know that she was a female until years ago, you know, when I saw the first live performance.
Oh, wow.
Like, when I heard Fast Car, I thought it was a guy.
Yeah.
So did everyone. Amazing.
Did you
then
Grammys performance?
Yeah,
did you see it, Austin?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, amazing. And I was always a Luke fan, but that gave me so much appreciation for him as a person. Like, to cover somebody's song and then not try to steal it from them. He's just like looking at her singing it, appreciating how great she sings
it. It was the coolest.
Wow.
Like, you could tell he was honored.
That was one of those things, Craig, where, you know, everyone thought that Tracy Chapman, you know, was a guy forever and ever and ever. But then when you were like, you know, 16 years old is like when you figured it out. You're like, oh, you know, it was just like, I mean, Marilyn Manson, you know, removed like a rib or something, you know, to suck like his own dick. It was like all those things
that you figured out at a certain age.
She was like, without the internet. I mean, every kid in America heard that.
Everybody knew this one.
Those things.
Did you ever hear one that Jamie Lee Curtis was a hermaphrodite?
Yes. I did.
Yes, we all heard that one too.
No, this is also like the quicksand. Like, you'll literally just like go to the middle of the earth.
Yeah, like, I mean, we were all scared of that.
Terrible.
Yeah, yeah. I still watch the videos.
We all had like an irrational fear of quicksand. You know?
Yeah,
you
all had an irrational fear.
Like, I might like, you know, be in the woods.
That and Bermuda Triangle.
Bermuda Triangle was a big one.
We've done it. Have you done it?
No.
Yeah, me and Austin did it during COVID.
I was.
Well, we survived.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, We
You're
made
here.
It through.
You're here.
We got out. We got out. And that's what's
important. It was 5 years later. But
Yeah.
So Oscar, are you seeing anyone?
I am. Yeah.
You are. Yeah. You have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Cool. How's that going?
I have not been able to like say that word or like admit that thing in so long that like it feels strange still, but how it's going is great. It's just like a great person who does not provide me any sort of stress in my life. And it is like, I did not know that that like existed, to be honest. And it's so wonderful. And it's like what I need personally. That's
happening for me.
It's like, it's just like the most low stress thing. And kind of, like I said, like, I didn't think that that like existed out there, but it is just, and
she lives here. Are
great. She lives in Charlotte, which is 3 hours away, cool. Which is the way that like I wanted it too. You know, I mean, Craig will tell you, it's like at one point, Craig is dating Paige, obviously. And I was like, I like what I see. I like the fact.
Do it on Facebook.
No, I haven't.
Like, I like the fact that, you know, Craig and her got, you know, time like apart, you know, like they'd come together for however long and then they go home and they get to like lie on the couch. And I was like, I want that. And so finding someone who did not live in Charleston was great for me.
Facebook official made me think of something. Do you remember like making random friends of yours, like your dad or your brother? Did you guys ever do that? Like on Facebook, you would use those tools
Say it again?
Like, you know how you could label somebody on Facebook, like, I'm in a relationship with Paige.
Yeah.
You could also do like, this is my dad. This is my brother. This is my sister. Did you guys do that with your friends? You never did that.
No. I remember like top eight on MySpace.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I know what you're saying though, right? Where it's like, oh, you know, and Austin's sister is, you know, Katie and his cousin is.
Right.
I recently got a notification. I didn't even think that I had Facebook on my phone, but it was like, it's like, wish your brother a happy birthday. And this brother of mine is somebody that I haven't spoken to in 15 years. So I thought that was funny. Hang on. Spritz down. <It's okay. laughs>
You know, the MySpace thing was just a way to get all your password information. In MySpace, when you'd answer all the questions, it'd be like, what was your first dog's name? What was your first pet's name? Where'd you go to high school? What was your high school logo?
I never fucking thought about
that. Yeah, and it was designed that all of security questions, you were basically giving your answer to all your security questions, but they made it seem like a cool thing to do.
So interesting.
I remember coming home from school and my mom being like, you've had sex. And I was like, what? And she's like, your grandmother saw this poll that you did on your MySpace. And I had not had sex. And I guess I put like, are you a virgin? And I put like, yes, no, maybe, or something. And they were like, and it also says you've drank alcohol before. And I was like, God, I used to be so stupid.
I mean, Ben, man, something that you need to know about Craig is that Craig is a big time human conspiracy theorist. So, you know, sometimes you're like, is that true? Did MySpace take all our passwords? Or is that just Craig thinking that the government is currently listening to us?
I mean, they could be.
Well, they've been listening to us since the 70s. My granddad worked at the NSA.
Really?
Yeah, both my grandparents. So when every election cycle, when they're like, the government's listening to you, my granddad's always like, we've been doing that since the 70s.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a new thing.
We listen.
Yeah. We listen. But back then it was for spies.
Yeah.
I think now it's probably for everything. The advertising data is crazy how valuable it is.
Yeah, we were talking about TikTok yesterday. Rest in peace.
Yes.
TikTok, if you exploded on TikTok and got fame quickly for no reason, sayonara.
See ya.
I guess everyone's
in these streets working. We've been working for like a decade, and all of a sudden
we've been working on these on these old man platforms.
Gone.
And you swoop in on your fancy, you know, Pac-Man video games.
Well, you know my conspiracy theory with that, though, is if they're able to ban TikTok, then they'll be able to censor the internet. So they'll be able to make websites illegal and stuff like that. I think it sets a bad precedent.
It definitely does.
They're already trying to do that with some sites, though.
Well, Nick's mad because in Virginia, if you try to go to Pornhub, you have to scan your ID first.
You're lying.
I swear to God, you have to literally like upload a picture of your government ID to prove that it's
before
you.
Jerking off. You have to be
they want to know
friend's ID. Can you use somebody else's ID?
I've, you know, that's a great idea. It's a new wave of fake IDs.
How much do you really check that, right? Like, how much?
Well, Pornhub's just down. They're like, we won't have Pornhub up in Virginia unless the government rescinds this law.
Really?
Yeah, you have to use a, what do you call it, a VPN to go to it. Not that I know, would know.
Nick, what's your porn site of choice?
Pornhub.
What's yours, Ben?
I was going to say the same one that Craig was.
XNXX is pretty great. XNXX and they're not monitored.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. Sexy. There's some other ones that I don't want to say.
You never
know what you're going to see.
Now, XNXX is like a public library.
In Virginia, you don't have to upload your... Look,
XNXX.
You don't have... So in Virginia, it works. You don't have to use your ID.
There's a bunch in Virginia that work.
Austin, can you not say that? Come on, Robert Podcasting, please.
Okay. It's got a lot of everything on here. This is interesting.
Everything. Anything you want.
Yeah, there's some other sites. I feel a little queasy with the thumbnails are super graphic.
Well, it's got to learn you.
Austin, that's because it's been listening. It's been looking at his.
Well, you got to do that on incognito mode, Craig.
Well, I do. I use private mode, but Austin, that's do you funny. Know there's a private mode?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Okay.
But oh my God. Yeah. What?
Okay. Closed out of the website.
Okay. Sorry. I'm closing out.
I want to know what Austin wanted to ask Ben. You didn't have any questions.
No. I have a few questions. One of them is Josh on the West or East Coast?
West.
Okay. Where does he live? In LA?
Yeah. California.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. God, man. So that adds a little kind of element there for you two to need to link up.
Not really though. Like right now you're at your house, Craig's at his house. Like
I know, but we're on East Coast time
for podcasting. Oh, it does add complexity from a schedule perspective, but like in terms of being able to podcast, we pick a time and we do it. In terms of hanging, it definitely hurts our ability to hang. That's sad, but Josh,
you know what?
Josh comes once every 6 weeks. I go maybe. I try to go once a month.
Oh, that's cool. See, Austin and I see each other so much that when it's time to podcast, sometimes it's tough because we've seen each other all day.
So that's interesting. Ours is the polar opposite. Like we actually,
it's like we'll go to the gym together.
Right.
We use the podcast to catch up. Like, hey, how was your weekend? And he'll tell me.
No. And that's awesome. And sometimes, you know, and that's like, you know, us, Craig, you know, but then, you know, sometimes kind of like now, you know, when we're back in town, you know, we have, you know, the same trainer. And then it's like, you know, we leave the gym and they're like, all right, man, do you want a podcast later? And it's like, yeah, man, what time? And it's like, you know, just seeing each other. But like, you know, sometimes, Craig, man, sometimes it's like, I, you know, if like we're like particularly busy, it really is like a freaking, you know, catch up time. It's like, all right, I haven't talked to Craig now in like a week. So like, what the hell's he been up to? And so that's the podcast being used for. And that's nice. Do you guys do it, man, weekly? Do you guys do it, man, once a week?
We now do it twice a week.
Nice.
So we started off at once a week. It was doing really well. We added a second episode. So Good Guys is Mondays and Thursdays. You can watch it on Josh's YouTube or listen to it, Apple, Spotify, all the good stuff. We were talking about this yesterday, and we were talking about it in relation to like business. But like being in New York also allows you to meet people.
That's true.
There's no substitute for that.
Well, I'm having a very hard time quantitating living in New York, like why people do it. Because Paige is apartment shopping and like
it's so expensive. Yeah.
It's insane. And you give them all of your money. So it's not like you're paying like in Monaco where you pay all this money because then you don't have to pay taxes. You're paying all this money to pay the most in the country. But Ben, which used to be because you made so much more money being there. But like yesterday, Ben said he thinks that he makes more money living in New York, which I'm happy to hear that.
I think I do, but I do think that a better argument is the one that we just came up with, which is that living in New York, you meet great people.
Well, the projects would just not
hard,
stop.
And it's hard to meet people. Like you guys know each other already. That's why this works out. Like,
but we don't know anyone else.
But you don't, yeah. Yeah, no, it's hard.
I mean, if we lived in New York, it would be our networks would be bigger. You're right,
much bigger.
Help me meet people, Ben.
I think you'd make more money.
Yeah,
I mean, look, man. If Craig wasn't
watching Evans live tonight,
right? Well, that's why I can.
Oh, you need to be on. You need to do X, Y, or Z. Like yeah. you're in the epicenter of your stuff. I don't know.
I mean, dude, if I had to be in New York, you know, for dinner tonight, I literally could get up now and go and easily be there. Like, you know, like it's super, super easy for it us is. To get to New York.
But you are right. Like I've been going to like I went to, like I have been starting to get invited to dinners and stuff because people don't think to invite people that aren't living there because they don't want to ask them to like travel.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, because you're like, because you're pseudo like, living in New York.
Yeah. But they like if the dinner is right, then like I would be like, yeah, dude, just tell me when, you know what I mean? And I'll be there because it's like that, it's that easy. And yeah, especially for Craig, and Craig is
spur of the moment.
But like,
I'm thinking of inviting you tonight. I'm not going to think.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
But the, they need to create a, do you know the company JSX or like XO? No. These are like semi,
we don't live in New York.
So. Okay. So they're like semi private airlines that are,
cheap. Oh yeah. Yeah. I know XO.
They're pretty cheap. Like, JSX, you can fly $500 one way to Florida, and you go into a private terminal.
That's how much a first class
ticket is. You go into a private terminal.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and sometimes it goes, like, it ranges in price. But if they had that for here, you can leave, you can get there 20 minutes before. The actual travel time is the equivalent of going to upstate New York. It would take you 2 hours from door to door.
What's your take when you visit a place with the space that we have? Because, like, the space in Charleston of, like, you know, well, I mean, you've been to my house, but like, that's how everyone's house is. Like the backyard, the community, like what does the space do for you?
The space, like obviously we have like Westchester and Long Island and like we have space in New York. It's just expensive space.
No, like living space. Like when you see a place,
when I
like
see a house versus an apartment.
Yeah.
I think to myself, this, it would be amazing to have the space. Of a
but
house.
The value of that isn't to enough to pull you out of New York City.
No.
Yeah, I think
to me, I'm just so motivated to try and do as well as possible so I can have space in New York.
Right, right. No,
but
that makes
but
sense.
But that you need to be so,
but it's possible.
It's possible. Yeah, but that's
so. I mean, Ben, if Craig, you know, if Craig wasn't dating Paige, I mean, I remember that there was a time there when I was like maybe we should like try and find like a place to like, you know, rent together, Craig, or like, you know, buy a place and. You know, I don't really
Chicago,
know.
Well, we were talking about Chicago or New York.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't Chicago. Think we knew how much stuff actually cost in New York.
Yeah. I think that Chicago were like, fine. We're making some good money. Let's just buy a place in, you know, New York. And then you're like, oh, never mind.
Maybe we can rent a one bedroom.
right.
For $1.5 million.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, man, look at this place like in West Village, you know, like a, you know, one bedroom, even converted to two. Oh, okay. It's $3.5 million. All right. Let's rethink here.
But Chicago, like I get them on Instagram. Some of the penthouses in Chicago are what a regular place costs in New York City.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck, why doesn't Paige live in Chicago? We have this cool ass place. But
well, I think we should maybe like think about doing a little something in Chicago. God, I love it in the summertime. It's just so great.
The lake.
We always talk about Chicago on here.
The lake, but, the bean.
Yeah, I haven't done the lake.
The bear? I mean, shit, man. Ever since the bear came out, I'm like, all right.
So what are you doing?
Eat a beef sandwich.
I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. Actually, tomorrow I'm going to Kiowa.
Right.
So I do know what I'm doing tomorrow.
But in the summer, you guys just chill in the city?
We like go to the Hamptons for a couple of weeks. We'll travel. Like and honestly, with Spritz Society, the summer.
You go to St. Bart's, Craig.
Yeah.
No,
do you visit Jackie?
St. Bart's in the summer? What are you, nuts?
Well, we don't know.
Smoking hot. No, I'm just kidding.
You visit Jackie?
Yeah. We'll go down to Florida.
Where are they?
No, that's also really, what are you, nuts? I'm not going to Florida in the summer. We'll go for a couple of days.
Yeah, that's
too hot. Dude, you do not want to be here in the summer.
Yeah.
Past the 4th of July, you'd like want to clear out until, you know, September.
Yeah.
Well, it gets so hot that like you can't even go on a boat.
Oh, that's terrible. And I love a boat.
Yeah.
I love a boat.
Boats are nice.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
Well, it was great having you, Ben. Do you have tell us about everything you guys got going on?
Yeah, I feel like I did a pretty decent job of plugging the way through, but I will say that I did create a code for your listeners. If you go to spritzsociety.com and do pillows15, PILLOWS15, you can get 15% off all Spritz Society products and try them. So
yeah. And Ben or Austin, that's tough because they can order like all of our listeners right now can order Spritz online and have it to their door, but they can't order Trop Hop.
Yeah, they can order it right now. And
because is that, man?
We can talk about the Trop Hop ordering thing. I have some ideas as to how to get people.
I mean, that would
change his life.
There are companies that do it.
I could do that, my numbers would probably 20x, man, overnight.
Let's talk about awesome.
That would be cool because people want to try the beer.
And it was great. It was great.
Yeah, thanks, man. I loved it.
And
I'm very proud of it. I'm very
What's
proud of it.
What's your favorite flavor of the Spritz?
My favorite Spritz Society flavor is probably peach, the one that I'm drinking.
I was a big fan of the peach. Yeah. And I saw passion fruit and I was very, interested in that because there's passion fruit in, Trop Hop, and it's an interesting flavor, always. So
I like passion fruit.
Okay. Passion fruit.
The peach is where I started with Spritz because the first time I drank it was on our way to the Taylor Swift concert. And the coach bus had Spritz and I was like, this is fucking awesome. Cause I only drink beer and wine. And I was like, wait, now I don't have to have a glass of wine. I was like, this is really good. And then we met you guys at Taylor Swift and you guys were like, it's ours. And I was like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
But they have a sampler pack.
Yeah.
Pillows 15.
Go grab some and listen to Good Guys.
And you might
see Good Guys on Mondays and Wednesdays
Mondays and Thursdays.
I'm sure some of our besties are toasters too.
Yeah.
Listen to your wife, Claudia. How long has the Morning Toast been around?
Probably 7 years. The number one female millennial morning show in the U.S. Monday through Friday, every single day. That show is
that is
a titan of industry right there.
Dude, I'm indebted to your wife, too. I don't know if you know this because, a couple of years back, I was going through it. And she was the only podcast that I jumped on to kind of talk about, my kind of side of things. And she was like, I love comeback king and blah, 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 blah. So I was like, Claudia, you are the best, thank you for letting me come on and do that. And she was like, honey, I've been there and, love it. Love you. So anyways, your wife is the best.
I'm so happy to hear she is the best.
Well, Ben Soffer with Spritz Society and Good Guys Podcast, Boy with No Job. And have so much fun in Kiowa.
God, have so much fun, man. And thank you for joining us.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.